defect, I won't change. But a person who has a defect, can the problem with a defect is that when a person has a defect, he tries to do what everybody else does, but he can't because of the defect. But the individual who has a defect, there is a way that he can function best with a defect, and that is to avoid certain things that a normal person would do, and not to try to do that, you see, but rather to express himself within the framework of the defect itself in the best possible way. That's a whole remit. That's a whole science. That's a whole different kind of a thing. To figure out the necessary response that you want to create, and with the defect, to be able to not make a mistake in trying to accomplish what you can't accomplish, you see, but rather to maximize and to use chachma to work around the defect so that with the defect you can accomplish the utmost in the framework of the defect. But that takes tremendous chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu simply was not one that was able to do that. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He said that I can't change, I won't change the defect. But what I'll do is, I'll teach you the best way with this defect, which words to use exactly, precisely how, in order to get across the message in the best possible way that you can, given your situation. You see? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. That you're right. With this defect right now, your time is correct. That you can't assume the responsibility. It's too much. But the reason is because you don't have the science of how an individual with a defect should function to the utmost. But misom pel adam alon echad Hashem. I am the one that created the vehicle of communication, and I know the defects. Miyosem ilayim or either pesaya or pekeach. So therefore, I'll set up for you the exact way to express it so that it'll be in the best possible manner, in a way that you couldn't do yourself, you could not do it yourself. So therefore, now you have the utmost expression given your situation. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he would do that, that in order that he should be most efficient and effective in spite of the defect, in a way that no other individual with a defect could ever be as effective. Because he'll have Das Hashem insofar as exactly, precisely how to function. That's what it means. I'll show you exactly which words to use, which words not to use, the exact formula that is precisely made for you, and to create, in order to create the most effective communication possible. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. You can't do this, but I'll give you that knowledge insofar as exactly, precisely how to communicate in spite of your defective speech. So that was the answer. But then Moshe Rabbeinu responded. He said, "Biyad Hashem, shlachna biyad tishlach." What does shlachna biyad tishlach mean? It means send the one that is more suited. That's more suited. That's more suited. In other words, tishlach means the one that really should be receiving the shlichus. In other words, he said, it's true that I can have the most effective means, but I'm still not a tishlach. I'm not the individual that really ordinarily would be the one that should be sent in this for such a mission. So the shlachna b'yad tishlach was his answer. In spite of the fact that I could be effective in my way with the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still I'd send an individual who naturally who's naturally a shliach. Shlachna b'yad tishlach. So then it says v'yichaf Hashem b'Moshe, because there Moshe Rabbeinu apparently, there's a difference between the two times. tainas. In the first taina, there was no vayicharas because it was a legitimate taina. He simply can't now put his mind to working out a science of how an individual that's a krad pen, krad lashon, it's a whole area of chachma. He can't do that. He can't assume that responsibility of klal yisrael is too much. So that taina was apparently an acceptable taina. But the second taina was a taina which was out of a different kind of a taina. That was a taina that was that send the better shaliach. That wasn't for him to decide. That was a yichas Hashem b'mash. Because then he was entering into a different realm. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to decide who is the Tishlach. So there, the Pasuk says, V'yichaf Hashem b'mosh. Apparently, there's a difference between a taina where an individual says, I can't do it, or when an individual is taining on the Shlichus itself, that the Shlichus would be accomplished, should be accomplished in a better way. There was V'yichaf Hashem b'mosh. That's not his realm. He should not have entered into that realm of determining the most efficient, the best Shlichus. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm to determine who's the Tishlach. So that's why it says Vayichas Hashem B'Moshe. That was a different taina. Then there was. You see, now interesting. Interesting is the Ramban. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu. He says Ramban says like this. He says. Ramban says that why is it that he didn't want to take the shlichus? So he says like this. Just a second, I'll find Ramban. Ramban says, of course, just a second. Okay, yeah, that's what Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying that he send the one that's hard on. He says like this. Yeah, he says, "Asiba leMoshe b'chol hasavonos hazos." What's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu refused this big refusal? He says, "An avuso agdola mikol adam ashal pnei adama." Shlohoya motze es libo lis gadel uledaber al hamelach. V'shei yispoer lemo Hashem shlochani. He wasn't able to be mispoer and say Hashem shlochani. V'lo al Yisrael otzivim mitzrayim v'lios alei hamelach. So he says, because of his great anivus, he wasn't able to be misgadol and to say Hashem shlochani. And wasn't able because of his anivus to be a melach al Yisrael. So, yeah, it's because of his great anivus. But the question really on the Ramban is that really anivus? I mean, what do you mean you can't say Hashem Shlachani? It's Hashem Shlachani, that's the reality. That's really not anivus, that's social anivus. That's really a nechbal lakelem. A nechbal lakelem is a person that doesn't have the emotional fortitude. I mean, for whatever reason, like by Shaul, there's a nechbal lakelem. That's a social phenomenon, that he's a misbayesh, or that he can't do it, he can't say it, but that's really a weakness. That's an emotional kind of a weakness. That's not really a real anivus. Yeah. So why does Ramban call that anivus? He can't say, he can't confront the people and say Hashem Shlachani. Why? Because emotionally it's hard to say. That's an emotional thing. That's a nechbal akelim. That's not really anivus. Anivus is a different kind of a phenomenon. Anivus is because of chachmas Hashem. That's what anivus is. Anochi yofo ve'efa. It's a recognition of what a human being really is. Not a social comparative phenomenon. So why does Ramban say that this was his great anivus? But I think what the Ramban means is like this. So Ramban means that the person, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is like we mentioned before with Yosef, who was is the man of the Sisrei Torah. So that individual does not engage in the world of the comparative. See, that's not his world. So it's not because of a weakness, because he wants to hide. He doesn't have the emotional strength to face the people or to say something astounding. like Hashem Shlachani, because it'll sound like arrogance. That's a social phenomenon. If it's Hashem Shlachani, it's true. Hashem Shlachani, that's it. He has to be able to do it. But it means that in order to enter that realm, a person has to descend into a whole world of emotion, and he has to understand the interplay of emotion. And that is a whole chachma in itself. He can't be devoid. He can't be removed from that whole social phenomenon. If he's removed, then he can't function. So he has to descend into that world and go into the world of the emotional, and he has to be able to use his chachma in that world in order to be able to function. So for the person that's engaged in chachmas Hashem and is completely removed from this whole realm of existence, it is a tremendous burden for him to go into his emotions and to go into the world of emotions and to be able to gain knowledge and know exactly how to relate on an emotional level. You see, that's what the Ramban means. That's Migodel Anza Sanuso. What it means is that he simply was unable to do that. You see, in that world, and to call himself a Melech al Yisrael, and to say Hashem Shlachani. But what is really the difficulty in that world? The difficulty in that world is that human nature does not want to accept, is unwilling, always unwilling to accept an individual that has a superiority. That's the nature of man. That's why throughout history, you see that individuals that did have a great knowledge, they weren't accepted many times during their lifetime. That the historians say that Newton was giving the greatest ideas in mathematics, and all the professors in the university, there was nobody in his class practically, all the professors in the university walked by like nothing's happening here. So it's not in the nature of man to be willing to accept superiority in another human being, superior qualities, like Hashem Shlachani, or to be happy that this person would be a melech, like Yisro Tzadik encountered with his brothers. That's the nature of man. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that if I do that, in order to say Hashem Shlachani, in order to be Melech al Yisrael, I have to go into a whole different realm where there's envy and there's hostility and people will be after me to try to destroy me. And I have to go into that world and understand the emotions and use Chachman battling the emotions. So that, he said, I can't do. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was one of his arguments. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Halo Aaron Achicha Levi Yadati Ki Dabe Yadaberu. You don't want to be a medaber. You want somebody that's he is a good medaber. V'hinei gam hu yotzei l'kvasecho v'rocho v'somach b'libo. So he said, from him you won't encounter any envy. Because if that would be the case with Aaron, if Aaron would have been envious of Moshe, his younger brother, so then, of course, Moshe ben Ispaino would have been accepted. That it's not possible for him to enter this realm. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he said, no, with Aaron, on the contrary, the Rocha, the Samach Belibo, that he is going to be very happy for you. He doesn't have this emotion. On the contrary, his emotion is Simcha, that you attain this level. So therefore, you won't have that problem with him, and therefore, on the contrary, he will support you, and therefore, he will be able to function for you as a medaber. So that answers the question of the tishloch. He answered the question of the shlach mabiyat tishloch. The tishloch is Aaron. Aaron was the one. The roch of the samach beliba. From him, you won't have any problems. And on the contrary, because he's Samach Belibo, so he'll join you. Then he said, yes, the Dibarto Elov, the Samtos Advon Basiv. Okay? The Samtos Advon Basiv. And the Sam... Yeah, okay. Yes.
Wouldn't Moses have been able to, pretend that he wouldn't be able to do?
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. So he'll join him in the shlichus. So now he has, now the shlichus is really divided among two people. The one that has, the one that doesn't have, that doesn't have the problem, and the and also and so reduces burden. It reduces burden insofar as the insofar as dealing with the arm. Okay. Now just one second. So the question is like this. So you see, so it's interesting. So now the question is, okay, so why, right, so therefore God answered him b'miktsas. He answered his request b'miktsas of shlach na b'yad tishlach, that Aaron is the individual that doesn't need, it's not going to be dependent completely anymore on a system where Moshe Rabbeinu has a defect and the knowledge of how to work around the defect will be, the whole shlichus will be contingent on that. It won't be contingent on that anymore because Aaron is going to be the medaber. And in terms of the political, he does not have any worry from Aaron. So that was the answer. So the, that was the answer of the shlach no b'yad tishlach. The, he answered him b'miktas, that the, it won't be totally dependent like you want. It won't be totally dependent on just your defect and the chachma in overcoming it. The shlichus won't need that. The shlichus will be an intrinsically effective shlichus, the miktas, because of Aaron, because he'll be the medaber. But then the question is, why does it say v'anochi eya impicho the impihu and v'oresi eschem esha she'atason? Okay, so if it would say v'anochi eya impihu v'oresi eschem esha she'atason, that's fine, because that means that that's necessary. Esa she'atason requires chokhmas Hashem exactly how to, what exactly to do, which will be the most effective. That's the chokhma of Esa she'atason. But why does it say v'anochi eya impicho? You see, that it should, you shouldn't need anymore. Okay, so and impihu. Yeah, okay. So I'm sorry. Excuse me. It does. It should have said v'anochi eya impihu v'oresi eschem esa she'atason. That would be fine, because that would mean the horesi would be going on what to do, not anymore v'oresi chasher tadaber. But the one word that's out of place over there is impicho, because it would seem that he was removed from that problem through Aaron, because Aaron was introduced and he was the tishlach. So therefore, that the answer was answered the mitzvah. Part of the, at least the mitzvah, the problem was removed, because it will be normal insofar as the fact that Aaron doesn't have a defect. Okay, so why does it say impicho? So the Ramban says, lo rosicho asher tadaber al paro. Ki ata lo omar shi yidaber Aaron b'avuro rak el ha'om. Kmo shi nema v'dibahu l'chol ha'om. Because the pasuk says, v'dibu l'chol ha'om, v'hoi hu yeh l'chol ha'feh, v'ata tiyeh lo l'rehim. So the Ramban says, if you look carefully at the pasuk, that God only alleviated him from one aspect. Which aspect? From the dibu l'chol. But not, so he answered him b'miktsas. He answered him b'miktsas in two ways. One way was b'miktsas, that he didn't send one individual who is fit. He sent him, but he removed it b'miktsas because Aaron joined him, and Aaron was the perfect one to join him, and Aaron didn't have any defect. So he was a tishlach. So he answered him b'miktsas. But why does it have to still say, that's not necessary. So the Ramban notices that. The Ramban says the reason is because he was only removed from the Dibur al-Am, as the Pasuk says, the Dibur al-Am, but not the Paro. The Paro, he still had to speak himself. So it's an interesting thing. Ramban says, beautiful shot. He says, the Tachain, he says, why is that so? Sheyezel l'kavar ha-malchus. Uvesof choza Moshe v'omar, hein ani aral sasayim v'eich yishmai lai Paro, v'nasam l'reshus, shelo yedaber gam l'paro. V'hi mailo l'moshe. V'kach omar sham re'e nisaticho lehim l'paro. V'ara n'chicha yiyen v'yecha. V'tam in Pila is, okay. Leo is very Pila shem l'chein. Yeah, that's Ramban says. Eitha shatasa. That's the chat. But so Ramban answers an interesting thing. He says, because of cover of the malchus. Amazing answer. That really God should have said to him that Aaron will do all the talking. So that would answer shlach nabiyat tishlach. But he says, no, it wouldn't be a covered malchus. He says, why? Because then then Moshe Rabbeinu would appear as arrogant, like he's an individual who, it's true, the combination of Moshe and Aaron was a powerful combination, because now the Medaber is Aaron, who has perfect elocution, and Moshe is simply there as the Chacham behind the scenes. But so that combination was a powerful combination, and that would remove the problem, basically. On the contrary, it would be very effective. That he doesn't speak, he's a chacham, and I'm the one that's the talker. So that combination is an impressive entity. It's a very impressive entity. There's only one thing about it that's a problem. The thing about it that's a problem is that it's that Moshe Rabbeinu is not giving covered malchus, because he's not talking to Paro. So at this point, the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't relieve him yet of that, because he had to ask for that. But at this point, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not relieve him of that responsibility because of the covet of Malchus of Paro. It's an amazing thing. So what does that tell you? It's an interesting thing. Well, why covet Malchus? I mean, Paro is a Russia. Paro is a Russia, so why does he have to show covet to the Malchus? So apparently, there's a difference between a Malchus that's a Malchus of Rishon, and between a Melech, that's a Russia. You see, the Malchus of Mitzrayim apparently was good. The Torah differentiates. Was it good for Mitzrayim to have Malchus? Yes. It wasn't really a Malchus Zadon, a Malchus of Rishis. Paro was a Russia, but the Malchus wasn't a Malchus of Rishis. There wouldn't be any colored Malchus, for instance, for Hitler, Yimach Shema, for a Malchus Zadon, a Malchus that's a Malchus of Rishis. But over here in Mitzrayim, the fact that there was a Malchus was good. Malchus was a good thing. Paro was a Russian. So the Torah demanded that, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded that in spite of the fact that Paro is a Russia, but since the Malchus as an entity was a good, Malchus in general is a good, because without Malchus, Ishes Re'eu Chayim B'lo'o, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was not relieved from speaking to Paro in order to show covet for the Malchus. Not for Paro, but covet for the Malchus. The Malchus demand, Malchus of an Adam demands, B'nai Adam demands covet, because the institution is a valid institution. So only later, when he was Mispal again, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu relieved him of that chiyot. That's what Ramban learns. So the psukim really fit in very, very well, very nicely. Okay, Rabbi, any questions? That the Ramban quotes later, because he says, Hina Nir Al-Safer Eichnish Malay Paro. So then he says, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a shus not to speak to Paro. You see? Zion? Yeah. Because he said, Eichnish Malay Paro Nir Al-Safer, Vayam Hashem Moshe Reina Satiqa Lehim Lefaro, Varen Echicha Yed Viecha. He says, that's where he gave him a shus. Okay. That was the change. So it's an unbelievable thing. But you see that the consideration initially, there was a consideration of covered malchus. And that's why it was only relieved insofar as Klal Yisrael was concerned, but not insofar as to be medaber al paro. So every step in the psukim is another idea. Okay?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But the only thing is the last time of Moshe, you know, as if it's Horei Sicha,
yeah.
How does he come back to say, Ve'ech Yishmaelai Paro? I mean, God said, I'm going to show you exactly how to communicate.
Yeah, I gave a shiur in that last year.
Okay.
Okay, that's a different shiur. But Ramban is just showing that at this point he wasn't relieved from, I gave a different shiur on why he Horei Sicha, why that argument came about later at that time. But all the Ramban is showing is that at this point, he wasn't released from that because of Kavod Malchus.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. That's what I explained to you, why Vayichara, because the nature of the Taina was different. He was entering the realm of the Shlichus itself. In the first one, the first Taina, apparently there's a difference between when a person Taina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I can't do it, that he has a right to do. And because that's, he has a right to determine what he can, what responsibility he can assume and he's willing to assume, he's able to assume. But to determine the nature of the shlichus, that the shlichus should be done in a better way, that he's entering the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different kind of a taina. Okay? The two tainas are not exactly identical. It's not the same taina again. It's a different taina. To let the shlichus be accomplished in its best way. That's the second taina. The first taina is, I can't do it. Second taina is, let the shlichus be accomplished in its best possible way, that it should normally be brought about. Let the shlichus be a full shlichus. That was Vayichas Hashem Amasha. Because that is already entering a different realm. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, this is the way the shlichus should be. And he's saying, it's true that he wasn't telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the best way of the shlichus is. A person can't do such a thing. A person could never do such a thing. But it was still, in other words, the taina was, I can't enter the shlichus unless the shlichus is intrinsically perfect. You see? That already was a different kind of a taina. That's a different kind of a taina. That taina was vayicharas. It's a different kind of a taina. The taina already where he's not saying what he can't do, he's saying the shlichus itself has to be in its most perfect form. Otherwise, I can't accept it. That was vayicharas. It was a different taina. Different taina. Real anivus. Real anivus is where the person is only with me Hashem. Where a person, that's real anivus. Real anivus is with me Hashem. Has nothing to do with other people. He recognizes intrinsically that he's nothing. That's real anivus. Real anivus is klapi shamaya. Social anivus is klapi b'nei adam. Social anivus is not anivus. That's a social phenomenon. A person can be a social one of them and be the biggest bug ever.